We turn our attention now to a tragic story that was unfolding just yesterday. Four children were allegedly kidnapped in Polokwane when they were being driven to school by their driver. Community Policing Forum media liaison officer Francois Swart says that their father is a wealthy businessman who has several businesses in Polokwane. He said that a Kia and a black Mercedes pulled up alongside them, flagged down the driver, and then the occupants of the two vehicles broke a window, unlocked the car, and then SUV arrived and the children in the driver were kidnapped. The driver was later released, but not the kids. And it's really raised a concern for us. I mean, I know many of the stories that we've been talking about this week are adjacent to kidnapping. We've spoken about human trafficking. We've spoken about the luring of people to people's B&Bs for unfortunately deviant sexual reasons. But the violence, the sheer violence of this particular event got us a little bit unnerved. If you missed it a little earlier on, just have a listen to what SAPS spokesperson Brigadier Motlafila Mojapelo actually happened to say, giving some of these details.
The four children were being transported to school. They were next to the bypass, the N1 bypass, just outside Polokwane, when they were blocked by two vehicles with about seven suspects. They then got out of the vehicle, the suspects then started shooting at random, and they removed the children from that particular vehicle, put them into theirs, and then set off. We haven't yet succeeded in locating the children. We have since launched a manhunt for both the children and the suspect. We don't have information that perhaps can tell us to make a determination as to the motive of this particular incident. What we know is that the seven suspects apparently were so violent that they were shooting at random. But then we are making an appeal for anyone with information to come forward, and the callers may choose to remain anonymous, and any information received will be treated with confidentiality.
Lizette Lancaster happens to be an expert in this space, manager of the Crime and Justice Information Hub at the Institute for Security Studies, helping us understand, Lizette, a really frightening story. And I'm not trying to, I think maybe we're putting attention on it mostly because of the sheer, the violence and the spectacle of it. But we see missing children posters almost every single day. Is this nature of kidnapping, though, increasing in South Africa? Good morning.
Good morning, Rafael, and good morning to your listeners. Kidnapping in general has been increasing in South Africa, where the last full financial year stats that we have is for the year just before COVID, up to March 2020, that financial year of the police. And we saw since about 2011-2012, 131% increase in kidnapping in South Africa. Most kidnapping relate to other crimes such as hijackings or armed robberies where people are taken, driven around for their ATM cards or to open safes and things like that in their businesses. So the vast majority of kidnappings are associated with robberies, about 28%. And then, of course, the other disturbing one is sexual offences where people are kidnapped for sexual exploitation, not trafficking, but just sexual violence.
Right. Which seems to end in death in many respects, hey?
And that's the thing. We know sort of the normal robberies or the armed robberies, about 28%, hijackings, 18% all on its own. And then, of course, you get the others, the domestic disputes,
right,
the mob justice type of abductions and injury. You even get revenge kidnappings. But the ransom and extortion ones, they make up about 5% of all kidnappings in the country, which relate to more than 18 on average a day, if I talk about all kidnappings in general. So it's a relatively small portion.
Okay.
But it is significant because we are talking probably around one a day in this country on average.
In terms of for ransom, you mean?
Yes. ransom and extortion.
And I mean, we are drawing some conclusions here. Just to reiterate, the brigadier, as we heard in that little clip, has said that they are officially unaware of a motive. But just the story around it, this wealthy businessman, he's visible in Polokwane. And of course, three cars. This is obviously coordinated. It's not opportunistic. Yeah. And obviously, I followed the school route. So.
We have seen this happen. I mean, it's an international modus operandi, right? And often these are not even reported to the police, where there are ransom notes, these kids are abducted, there are ransom notes, parents pay, and all is well, and they don't even want anybody to know about it. The problem is, this is very high profile. It is extremely violent. And it's now made the news, which is quite concerning.
Do you recommend that parents do pay?
That is something that they actually need to discuss with the police. And it depends on the circumstances. We have to understand that although there's always this idea that these are syndicates and such, the truth is they are probably, I mean, we can only speculate at this stage, but they are fairly unsophisticated when it comes to things like kidnapping. Because if you look at just the brazenness of this, it's not the type of crime you want to draw too much attention to, especially when you take children, because you know that that all resources will be unleashed, which makes it very difficult for you. We know that very often these type of kidnappings are known or are done by somebody that know the movements, that studied the movements, might even know the family. If we think back a couple of years, I think 2017, of the girl that was kidnapped in Vanderbijl Park in front of a school, she was dropped off later. And the perpetrators were her own school teacher, and they were prosecuted. So I think it is a very difficult case, this, because you're talking four children, you're talking very high profile lenses now. Obviously, it is a very, they are under tremendous pressure now to everybody's looking for them. So it is going to be interesting, well, not interesting, concerning to see how they now deal with the scrutiny. And that, I think, is of a concern to everybody.
Do you have statistics on success of a ransom and exchange versus it not going well?
Unfortunately, we don't have this type of information, because there's this dark figure that I spoke about in terms of children. Often maybe there's a ransom note and ransom is paid and we don't even know about it. It's not reported to the police. So there's this dark figure of kidnapping that makes it difficult to figure out. I mean, the scenarios are people pay for it, cases, kids or adults, but wealthy businessmen get released, and the aim is money. But in this case and in many other cases, there might be other motives. Things might go wrong and people end up being injured or killed. So there's no research on this in this country specifically.
And then, Lizette, we've heard that the family, for example, was waiting for a ransom call. From my very little knowledge of it, it's limited to cinema. So in the movies, often they say, don't call the police, just meet us. Do you recommend that anybody tries to be a hero, or should we always call law enforcement?
We should always call law enforcement, because they are the experts. We have experts in this country, many good men and women that will do anything. There's phones that can be tracked. There's type of intelligence that can be mobilized in order to find the children.
And are you comfortable that, because we have a limited sort of sense of confidence in SAPS, are you confident that, are you satisfied that SAPS has got the appropriate depth to mobilize all of those interventions?
I think given the, and that's always what we say, is when many criminals will know that you don't touch children simply because the full might of the law will come down on you. And that is what we see here, that resources are mobilized, specialized people from Gauteng and such. So I think we have many good men and women with a lot of skills to deal with these types of incidents. What we experience daily is not the extent of the skills that we see in SAPS. So I think that we need to understand. But it is also making life very, the more we report on this, the more there's this literal manhunt out. Of course, the concern is how would the kidnappers deal under this pressure? We hope that the children will be returned safely, as we've seen in many other cases where the heat gets too much.
Absolutely. Lizette Lancaster, thank you so much for this insight. It's actually a little bit encouraging somewhat. Manager of the Crime and Justice Information Hub at the Institute for Security Studies.